All right, welcome back. I'm April Anderson. This is Sunday Morning Live, and that music was an open to a new film movement. It's actually a YouTube video that centers on the Hope Film Movement, and you can go to the website hopefilmmovement.com and you can check that out. But basically, my guest, Matthew Lupino, is a local filmmaker. He's a 17-time award-winning independent filmmaker, specializing in drama and romance genres, but he's also started another conversation in film, and it's directed towards mental health awareness. And his film is titled Hope, and that is short for Hold On, Pain Ends, and is told through a mirror's perspective, showing the two sides of thinking patterns of a suicide victim and their loved one, which is very interesting. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, April.
How is the ride in? Is it a heat wave out there? There's a heat warning in effect.
It's getting very, very warm out there.
Yeah, is it?
But it's not bad. The drive was nice. Thank you.
And so 17-time award-winning independent filmmaker. Where is that? In Canada? United States as well?
In United States. And actually, on last Sunday, the Hope film, what we're promoting right now, it just won for Best Screenplay and Award of Excellence out in LA in the One Reeler Short Film Competition. And that actually makes it 19 awards now for me.
Woo-hoo!
Which is pretty incredible.
It's awesome.
Yeah, what I do is I make films here, mm-hmm, with all my own gear. You know, I get local people to star in them. In this case, it's my fiance and I. We created this film, Laura Holman. And basically, I just make films for really, really cheap, and then I send them out to LA. And they get judged.
What's really, really cheap to make a film? I'm curious.
This film in particular I made for $0. Previous projects, $500, depending on if you're paying actors, you know, transportation and other costs that come along with the logistics. But normally I have all my own gear, so that's a huge cost out of the way, and I do like 99% of the work. So a lot of it is just that right there. If I had to go to Toronto rent gear, it's a whole different game. Me owning my own gear allows me to have the freedom to shoot whatever project I'd like for a very low cost.
Okay. Okay. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Low cost is good. We like low cost.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the concept. I want to know why you started the Hope Movement. If you want to share
your
reasoning behind that, please do.
The concept came from something my fiance told me. We were laying in bed, and she just said, I was really down, you know, mental health is a big thing for me, and I'll go into my story, mm-hmm, you know, in a little bit. But the concept started, she said to me, you know, I wish you could see yourself through my eyes. And something beautiful about that concept was I thought originally I was going to create a love story. And it is a love story, but I knew I could go more with that. I knew that that concept had more merit than just the basic, you know, meaning. I knew I can go deeper. So I let the wheels turn, and you know, about a month later, I created this story of mental health and suicide prevention, you know, titled Hope, Hold On, Pain Ends. And the story basically takes place with a past, present, and future, and it goes back and forth, so you see the two different sides of a suicide victim and their loved one. And it's told through a mirror's perspective so that you can actually see the progression of a suicide victim's thinking patterns as they're in that moment when they're about to commit suicide. And you can see the back and forth and contradictions between their loved one, you know, saying like, don't do this. Like, I need you here with me. And the suicide victim saying like, I'm all alone. No one needs me. I'm by myself. I'm going to do this. And, you know, and you can really see that contradiction. And it's very powerful to see both through a mirror's perspective. And like I said, the whole movie is told through a mirror, and it's interesting to see the two sides.
And what do you hope to achieve by putting this out? What message are you looking to get out?
My hope and goal is to advocate for mental health. Basically, I want to start the conversation. If it was, you know, black and white, I want to start the conversation. Whether it's, you know, saying I don't understand this, or I feel for this and I know exactly what's happening, I want to start the conversation so the people that don't understand are talking about it, and the people that do understand are talking about it, and everyone talks about it, because if we talk about it, we can end the stigma. And that's what it really comes down to. There's such a stigma, and I feel like even now, as I start to talk about this film and the movement and even my story, I've noticed so many people are willing to talk about it and are ready to talk about it, but are afraid to. So many people feel this or know somebody who has had it happen to them, or they know of someone who's going through depression or suicide or anxiety or any mental illness, and we're all ready to talk, but we're just afraid to. And that's a huge stigma that I'd like to remove, because I think that with conversation, we can really solve a lot of these problems and get people help when they need it the most, and really show a compassionate understanding towards everybody else.
Yeah. And I think fear, it's a powerful thing.
Yes.
It really is.
In people's mind.
It's almost like they worry, is this going to be contagious if I talk about this? Like, there's a lot of irrational, like, fear is irrational. So
that's right.
All the ideas that they have about suicide will be irrational if they're afraid to talk about
it. Of course. And then, you know, you never know if it's going to put a negative perspective on your recognition and
right.
who you are, because, you know, like, if you have somebody,
you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're
like
crazy.
You're crazy. And then,
right,
and,
of course, people jump to that.
Exactly. And what I want to really bring up is that mental health is something to not be taken lightly. And I'm diagnosed bipolar, and I've had suicidal attempts in the past, and I've been hospitalized 2 years ago. And basically what I want to really say is mental health is not who you are. Mental health is not a label. You are not your diagnosis. So if I was to come in here and say that I'm bipolar, that's a piece of me, as well as suicide is a piece of me and mental health is a piece of me. But I am not a suicidal, bipolar, crazy person. I am diagnosed
bipolar.
You're
not out of control.
Exactly.
And you can't function in society,
exactly.
You know, day to day.
And you know, it's a piece of you, and you have to learn to cope with that, just like diabetes is a piece of you. And you can't tell somebody who is diabetic that, you know, they're crazy. They're diabetic. You know, it's just circumstances.
There's a lot of very, very, very successful bipolar people,
and,
by the way.
They and
call
it's
it
true.
The Brilliant Man's Disease. There's
yes.
a book called The Brilliant Man's Disease. And not all. I'm not saying every person has it, so they direct their energies. And it's very destructive.
Yes.
They hurt a lot of people, but there is a lot of very successful people that are just tornadoes of destruction, but yet very successful.
Yes, and even through my research, you know, I found a lot of creative people, even celebrities, a lot of creative people are either bipolar or have some sort of depression, or they've attempted suicide.
They're on the suicide. Spectrum they're, somewhere.
Yeah, they're on the spectrum. And
yeah.
I think that you can't be as creative as you want to be, or you can't have that creativity that's like kind of embedded in you if you're not somewhat along the lines of mental health. And
mm-hmm.
It's all my research has been, you know, if you have a creative side, you have some sort of mental health, you know, issue, or you have something that's kind of embedded inside you. And I think that they correlate together.
I agree. Now hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Matthew is going to share his personal story of surviving suicide. When we come back, I'm April Anderson. This is Sunday Morning Live.
Soccer victories are sweeter because cones. Left-handed high fives are cooler because cones. And summer is the best because McDonald's has $1 vanilla cones all summer long. Now till September 2nd. Limits may apply. Ask for details at participating McDonald's.
Overheard at an LCBO.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, we're doing a sort of backyard island tiki thing, and I'm looking for something kind of...
That sounds like Appleton Estate's signature blend rum. Complement the notes of citrus and fruit with a bit of ice and coconut water. Doesn't get more tropical than that.
Another summer weekend made by our product experts. You can shop for Appleton Estate's signature blend rum in-store, online, or on the LCBO app.
For everything plumbing, call the professionals at Mr. Reuter Plumbing. With convenient appointments and upfront pricing, Mr. Reuter is your first choice servicing Windsor, LaSalle, and Tecumseh. And keep it locked on AM 800 for up-to-date news and information that matters to you.
Cancer connects us all. We all have a story to tell.
I was 13 years old when I first heard the word cancer.
Being diagnosed with colon cancer was an overwhelming shock.
I'm Eric McCormack. Research, including clinical trials, helps to change the story for cancer patients across Canada.
I am now 9 years cancer-free.
Join Stand Up to Cancer Canada and the Canadian Cancer Society to learn more about the groundbreaking research that translates into life-saving treatments. Visit standuptocancer.ca/CCS to learn more.
The AM 800 weather is brought to you by Primo Ketchup. Enhance your taste of food with Primo Ketchup, 100% Canadian, locally owned and operated. Ask your local retailer or for availability. Now, the forecast for today, heat warning is still in effect with a mix of sun and cloud, 70% chance of showers, risk of thunderstorms, winds gusting from 20 to 40 kilometers per hour out of the southwest, the high 31 or 87 Fahrenheit. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain and risk of thunderstorm after midnight, the low 20 or 68 Fahrenheit. For tomorrow, mainly sunshine with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, risk of thunderstorm also in the afternoon, winds still gusting, the high 33 or 91 Fahrenheit. Tuesday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers, the high 28 or 82 Fahrenheit. Wednesday, sunshine, the high 26 or 78 Fahrenheit. Again for today, heat warning in effect for today with a mix of sun and cloud with a 70% chance of showers, risk of thunderstorms, winds gusting from 20 to 40 kilometers per hour out of the southwest, the high 31 or 87 Fahrenheit. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of rain with risk of thunderstorm again, the low 20 or 68 Fahrenheit. Right now, it's 25 or 75 Fahrenheit.
Sunday morning, live.
Current events.
Gets me in a good mood.
First thing in the morning.
Kind of ease into the day.
Sundays, 8 till 11.
We are back in studio. I have a very, very special guest in studio with me. Matthew Lupino is a local filmmaker, and he's won several awards over the last few years. He's a 17-time award-winning independent filmmaker from right here in Windsor, Essex. Welcome back, Matthew.
Thank you, April.
And we were talking about his new film titled Hope, which means Hold On, Pain Ends. And it's told through the mirrors, a mirror's perspective showing the two sides of thinking patterns of a suicide victim and their loved one. So he talked a little bit about how that idea came about with his girlfriend in the last segment. In this segment, I want to talk a little bit about how you found your way out as a suicide survivor. What happened and how did you find your way out of it?
Great question. It's been going on for years, close to 5 years. I've been dealing with mental health and suicide. And
how old are you, Matthew?
I'm 24 years old.
Okay.
And so right out of high school, last year of high school is when it really started to really manifest into something I couldn't control. And I moved to Toronto. I went to Toronto Film School. And while I was there, it was a very, very difficult time for me. Being away from your family, your friends, being
all
isolated.
All familiar to
yeah,
you.
And, yeah. And just, you know, you're 18 years old. You're being isolated. And, you know, I was working insane hours. I was barely sleeping. You know, I held a full-time job as well, going to full-time school to support myself. And, you know, I was trying to do a film as well while I was there. And, you know, sleeping 2 hours a night for like a year and a half is very difficult.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you don't notice your health is declining until it's there, and it just keeps going and gets worse. And unless you get the help that you need, it only gets worse. And so while I was in Toronto, the reason why I'm really talking about this and really trying to push mental health awareness is because I was that person that said, I don't need help. Oh, suicide is not an issue. You know, mental health is not an issue. And I was that person that said, this is, you know, stupid. Why am I, you know, getting help? Why am I going to doctors? I didn't believe in any of it. I didn't believe in medicine. I didn't believe in nothing, not even therapy. And the reason why I'm really trying to push it is because if I've changed my perspective and if I've, you know, gone through all this, there is no better person to really advocate, because I was there on the other side.
You attempted suicide and you survived.
Yes, right. Yes.
And that changed your beliefs about suicide.
It changed. You know what changed my beliefs about suicide? My whole mental health, as it progressed and got better, had changed, you know, even about therapy. I found therapy to be my biggest outlet. So I had attempted suicide multiple times in Toronto, and then it carried on when I moved back from school, and it got the worst. The last couple months in Toronto, it was very, very, very bad.
And your family was aware of this?
They were aware, but they were not sure how to help. And it wasn't until later on in life that it happened again that they really pushed and I got the help that I needed. And, you know, what ended up happening was 2.5 years ago, I was just rushed to the hospital and I got hospitalized. It got really, really bad. And all my friends at the time showed up at my house at 3 a.m. and we all went together, which was really cool and really showed their support. And that meant the world to me. Even then I was so upset that they showed up and wanted me to go to the hospital because I was so afraid.
Determined.
Yes, I was so determined and I was just so afraid of what was going to happen, and I was going to get this label attached to me and I was going to be this person, this taboo person that no one wants to associate with, and you know, everything that I had worked towards is going to be diminished and shamed, and and you know, it's kind of the opposite, and that's really what I want to push to, and you know, this just makes me stronger. And so I had been hospitalized then, and I got medication and I started getting better. And then it was a couple months, and then I got hospitalized again. And I didn't find that the medication was working, and everything was all over the place. And the thought patterns are so crazy that all you think about in that moment, in that dark moment, is that you want to kill yourself.
You don't want to be here anymore.
And the sad thing is that you see people all day long that care about you, and your friends and your family are there, and they support you, and you know they support you, and you know they're telling you they're there. But it's the weirdest thing because you don't actually see it. You don't see that side. You don't see that, you know, there is a tomorrow and it's going to get better and pain ends.
Yeah.
And that's really what this story is about, is that it shows the two different sides so that when you're in that moment, you can understand the two sides, that if you do this, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And so, you know, it passes on to the next person. Just because you kill yourself today and you end that problem doesn't mean that everyone around you is going to be affected for life. And so that's what really is the powerful message behind it, is when I was going through everything, you know, I didn't know that, you know, even if you were to ask me, you know, then if I was going to be sitting in front of you, April, today talking about this, I would say you're crazy.
You're nuts.
Because
you're crazy.
The
no
only
pun.
Thing I thought about then was, you know, I'm going to die today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to step down from a very good position in my job. I had to really focus on mental health. And you know, I went through years of therapy and talking about it. And what really helped me was not only talking about with my therapy, but, I write constantly. I write my feelings down, which I end up turning into songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I write poetry. And I talk about a lot of dark emotions in that. And I found that formulating words and sentences and crafting what I'm really feeling and trying to portray that emotion, you know, in a creative outlet has really, really helped me kind of make sense of everything and understand the emotions I feel. And I think that talking about it, the main thing is that people like to hold it in, and people think that if you're, you know, if you talk about it, then you're deemed as weak, or if you're not, you know, if you're not speaking your emotions, and you're weak, and you say you have to have this alter ego that makes you stronger than you actually are, which I think is cowardly. People that are the strongest,
like
are the ones.
Like putting on a front.
That's right.
People, right? And allowing your ego to operate.
That's right.
Most of the time, which really you should operate from your true self. Is
that's
what you're
right.
Saying.
That's yeah. right. And if you feel that emotion, that you should feel that emotion and not be afraid of that emotion. And so if you are feeling, everybody in life goes through struggles. Everybody, whether they like to admit it or not, has some sort of mental illness. It may not be a diagnosis, but they have something that really you know, affects you. And a lot of people resort to drugs and alcohol, and that turns into
to quell it.
And everyone has their own coping mechanism. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to change people. That's my main goal. I'm not trying to change people. I'm trying to just show you another perspective, to show you another option so that you rethink what you're actually doing. When you're in a situation with a suicide victim, to really understand what they're going through, you may not be in that mind state to understand, but to see maybe another side so that you can comprehend what's really going on and maybe help further, instead of having your own alter ego go ahead and say, well, this is nothing, you know, it's nothing, it's not nothing. It's a very important issue, and it obviously keeps happening right, left, and center. you know, we have celebrities that are, you know, like Robin Williams, and you have Mac Miller, and I can't remember the name of the Linkin Park lead singer, but you have all these people that recently are just passing, and it's such an effect on not only their fan base, but around the world, people are affected by it. And the main thing is that you are not who or what your diagnosis is. And so when you're in that state of mind, and people don't really understand it, it's 100% worse when people are really degrading you in that mind state, because they don't understand. And when someone is in that mind state and they say, you don't understand, they mean that. And what I want to do is trying to show everybody the understanding, level the playing field, so that when people need help, the other people that are support systems can get help.
Instead of judging.
And that's a lot of our problems would be ended if we just didn't judge the book by their cover, right?
Right. And we have certain beliefs about suicide, and those are misguided beliefs.
That's the
problem. Okay, we have to take a quick break for news. When we come back, I'm going to keep Matthew on air here for a minute. He's going to tell us how and where we can see his new film, Hope. I'm April Anderson. This is Sunday Morning Live.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex. An information update with Sander Brockle.
Bernie Sanders is in Windsor this morning as part of an insulin caravan coming from Michigan. Trips to Canada have become a regular occurrence for many American diabetics, as insulin can be up to 10 times more expensive in the U.S. In a series of tweets Friday, Sanders said many Americans cannot afford the drug as it costs $300 a vial in the U.S. He went on to call the American pharmaceutical industry the biggest bunch of crooks in the country. Sanders is with the insulin caravan at the old Walkerville pharmacy this hour. And more resources are being poured into the hunt for a pair of murder suspects believed to be hiding out in the woods around Gillam, Manitoba. RCMP says there have been no new sightings of Briar Smijelski and Cam McLeod, but also no information to indicate they've left the area. The aerial search got a boost yesterday with the arrival of a Hercules aircraft equipped with thermal detection gear. The Indigenous-led neighborhood watch group, the Bear Clan Patrol, has joined the effort as well. AM 800 Sports. In baseball, the Tigers' slump continues as they fell to the Mariners 8-1. Detroit has lost 5 in a row and is now 40 games below 500. Elsewhere, Teoscar Hernandez led off the 12th inning with a home run as the Blue Jays overcame a 7-run deficit to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 10-9. From the AM 800 Weather Center, a heat warning remains in effect. A mix of sun and cloud today with a 70% chance of showers. There's a risk of a thunderstorm as well, with winds gusting to 40 kilometers an hour. The high reaching 31, feeling like 39 with the Humidex. Right now in Windsor, it's 25 or 77 Fahrenheit. I'm Sander Brockle. For more on these and other stories, visit am800cklw.com.
A message from Canadian Blood Services. Reason number two to join Canada's Lifeline. Donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days. That's why we need donors every day. There are lots of reasons to donate blood. Book now at blood.ca.
A message from Canadian Blood Services. Reason 23 to join Canada's Lifeline. The need for blood doesn't take a holiday. That's why we need donors every day. There are lots of reasons to donate blood. Book now at blood.ca.
At Lowe's, we have everything you need for your renos for less.
My dream backyard has a huge cedar deck overlooking a saltwater infinity pool with a patio bar and my personal martini mixologist.
Well, just about everything. Until Sunday, July 28th, it's the Buy More, Save More event. Save 10% when you spend $100 or more and 15% when you spend $400 or more. In-store and online. Certain conditions apply. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Count on Walmart for guaranteed unbeatable low prices. That's why jumbo red cherries are on now for only $1.65 per pound. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Cheers to sunshine, summer hours, and long weekends. Save $10 on Coors Light 36-pack cans, available at the beer store only for a limited time. Must be legal drinking age.
Time for a new air conditioner? Call on Reliance. Right now, get a featured air conditioner from Reliance Home Comfort and pay no interest for 24 months. That's right. Get your new air conditioner today and pay no interest for 24 months. Emergency? Call us anytime, any day. Plus, ask about our next day or we pay $500 installation guarantee. When you need to beat the heat fast,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. 0% APR for 24 months financing. OAC. See website for details.
Get up. April Anderson.
Hello again.
On Sunday Morning Live.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
AM 800.
All right. Welcome back. I'm April Anderson. This is Sunday Morning Live. And I've been talking with Matthew Lupino, who is a local filmmaker. You can go to hopefilmmovement.com if you want more information about Matthew and his films. But he's put out a new film recently, and it's entitled Hope. And that's short for Hold On, Pain Ends. And it's told through a mirror's perspective, and it shows basically the two sides of thinking patterns between patterns of a suicide victim and their loved one. Now, he's been talking a little bit about his experience as a suicide survivor, but also about how and why he came up with the film and decided to do the film. And I just, for a few more minutes, I want to talk about how people can see the film and what your hopes are moving forward in terms of, you know, mental health awareness and, you know, contributing to this conversation, ending stigma, you know, ending, you know, the shame and fear associated with mental illness overall.
Yes.
So first off, where can people view this? Like, is it out?
It's the official trailer is out, as well as an intro video that talks a little bit more about my story and what I like to do with the film movement, which you can find both on the hopefilmmovement.weebly.com, as you mentioned before. The film is set to release on September 6th. The actual time is unknown at this time, but it will be released on YouTube as well as the website, probably Vimeo, and my own personal website, lupostudios.weebly.com. I've sat down on Wednesday of this week with the Canadian Mental Health Association, and they really love the idea. They love the film. They love the concept, and they love the movement. And we're planning on doing premieres, hopefully nationwide. That's the goal. And our first premiere is set for September 10th. So the film will already be released by then. September 6th is the official release date for the film that you'll find on social media. I'll be tagging a bunch of people in it. September 10th is our official premiere date set. You know, things can happen between then. And if you follow my Hope Film Movement page, or, you know, you follow me on social media, my name is Matthew Lupino, MatthewLupino. You can find me, you can look me up, Google me. The first link that comes up is going to be Lupo Studios, and that will be my website. You can keep up to date with that, as well as any social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Everything is very, very easy to find. And it can all be linked to the hopefilmmovement.weebly.com. And like I said, everything is kind of in the works right now. I have a meeting with Essex Free Press tomorrow, to really promote there, my hometown of Essex. And as well as there's an article being written in the Tecumseh Shoreline right now that's in the works. And we'll see what goes on from there. So stay tuned for September 6th, as well as September 10th for the official release dates.
And will you continue on with different perspectives, or is this kind of just the only one film you're going to do on the subject matter?
I'm sure it's not going to be the one film. For now, it's the film that I'm really trying to promote, and I'm trying to really promote the film movement. And I don't think that the movement will stop. The Canadian Mental Health Association would like me to public speak and really advocate as well, possibly as a keynote speaker, to young kids and to adolescents, to really, you know, shape their thinking and really bring out that other perspective. And I'm all for it. I'd still love to really promote mental health awareness moving forward. I don't think that's something I'll ever stop. I think that's something that's kind of embedded in me with all my experiences. As for this film is 9 minutes and 13 seconds, and it's, you know, it's its own entity. I think it has its own power behind it. Moving forward, I don't know if there'll be another film that deals with mental health. I'm sure there'll be something, or one of my characters that I write will be having a mental illness or something that along those lines that I can really portray in another light. But for now, it's this film, and this is its own entity right now.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I congratulate you on this new film. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a lot of people supporting it. I'm sure you will. I'm sure your family and friends are all very proud of you and your accomplishments with film generally. But I think this one probably speaks very loud, or maybe the loudest.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you
yes.
feel like it does? It speaks. It's going to speak the loudest.
I think it not only is going to speak the loudest, but I think even just from, you know, talking about it briefly here and there and really getting some media outlets with for exposure and just sharing my story, I think that it's really going to gain a lot of traction.
And help others.
And help others. And I think that from the responses of stuff that I've put out so far, people are really, really thinking that this is going to be a very powerful story. I know it's going to do wonders. And the main goal, it's going to start the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I guess, the main goal. That's right. Talking about it, right? Talking about talking is...
That's right.
Greatest medication.
Yes, it is.
It's very medicinal. All right, Matthew, we have to go again. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you so
and
much, April.
People can go to hopefilmmovement.com for all the information.
That's correct,
about,
yes.
About the premiere, the screen dates, the screen time, the viewings.
That's right.
Everything.
And
everything
you can
you
also go there. I've recently linked every helpline that you can think of.
Okay.
And not only Canada, but worldwide. All links, everything is kind of embedded in that website under the Finding Help tab on the website. So if you are feeling in that situation, and you do feel that you need to reach out for help, everything is quick access. Everything is linked up to phone numbers. All you got to do is click the number and it will call automatically. So you can just go and find that help and get the help that you need.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Sean Frankson, he's co-founder of Plastic Bank. He'll be on the line and he's going to explain what Plastic Bank is and how you can get involved. I'm April Anderson. This is Sunday Morning.